the reason for this order. Amen, Nelda. It's because of the order from the top to the bottom. Evangelist is who lays the foundation. Teacher builds upon it. Pastors nurture them. You know, prophets lead them in direction, and the apostle is the one who leads them all and keeps them all together, you know. The authority of God and the vision of God. I mean, we see it from top to bottom. But I'd like to I'd really like to go over to chapter 31 of Proverbs, and we'll look at another thing that's both physically and spiritual. A wife of noble character, who can find? Now think about this. When we're talking about a wife of noble character, we're going to see that we're also talking spiritually about the church. A wife of noble character, who can find? Who can find? Well, in a spiritual way, can you see where people are looking for the true church of God today? Isn't that what people are saying? Where is she, Paul? Right. Isn't that what people are saying, though? Where is she? Where is the true church? Isn't that what people are saying? A wife of noble character, who can find? She's worth more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her. Jesus has full confidence in his church. And she lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm. Now this is the picture of what the church is supposed to be. She brings him good and not harm all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. Works. Deeds. She's like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still dark. Aren't we going to get up while it's still dark and do what we're supposed to do? Aren't we like the merchant ships bringing our food from afar, bringing it from the Spirit, from God, down to them? She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. Her servant girls are all her congregations. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. Remember the five foolish virgins and the five wise virgins? And her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand she holds the distaff and grasps a spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. Isn't that what the church is supposed to do? When it snows, she has no fear for her household. All of them are clothed in scarlet. Are we all not clothed in the blood of Christ? She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate when he takes a seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. Isn't that what the church is supposed to do? Isn't that evangelism? Come buy without price. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over all the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting. It's not what we look like, is it? It's not the flesh. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her her reward she has earned. Let her works bring her praise at the city gates. This picture of a noble woman is also the picture of what the church should be, isn't it? And what the church will be. Now, are we reading too much into that? Or can we learn from that? Is the physical picture, just like the picture, Paul was saying, the strange woman. Isn't that a picture of the whore? Isn't that a picture of going the other way? But it doesn't talk about the good woman in those terms, doesn't it? Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who pleases the Lord is greatly to be praised. You know, look at the difference between those two. We may not have a bunch of golden steeples. We may not have the best advertising plan, but we do right just because right is right. And we're more concerned not about people wearing suits and finery, but about people coming their hearts to God. Man, it's a totally different idea of two different churches, isn't it? Go ahead, Sheila.
Okay, now Paul, I want to pursue a little bit, so now let's speak to you. Take the picture of in the New Testament about a woman not having her hair braided and wearing jewelry and all that, and her hair back to the church. Take it out. Are you saying, Paul?
Yeah, are we talking about Peter?
You know, I know some of the addresses, you know, where it says women will clothe themselves with modesty and not braided hair and fine jewelry and all that. So that she might, when her husband buys her her modesty and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, we're talking Timothy. Let me go to there real quickly. Verse 9 of 1 Timothy chapter 2. I want men everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer without anger or disputing. I also want women to dress modestly with decency and propriety, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or expensive clothes, but with good deeds appropriate for women who profess to worship God. And we can look at this as a picture of the church indeed. God doesn't want, as the church, God isn't worried about what we look at on the outside. Want women everywhere, want women to dress modestly with decency and propriety, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or expensive clothes. It's not the outward of the church, but rather the inward. With good deeds appropriate for women who profess to worship God. This lines up with Proverbs 31 real good, doesn't it? A woman should learn in quietness and in full submission. And shouldn't a church do that? Shouldn't a church learn in quietness and in full submission to its head, Christ? Shouldn't we be on our face before God? I do not permit a woman to teach to have authority over a man. She must be silent. For Adam was formed. And this is just telling us the flesh shouldn't speak in church, but our head, the spirit. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not the one deceived. It was the woman who was deceived and became a sinner. But women will be saved through childbearing. And that's the church's job, to bring about children, isn't it? If they continue faith and love and holiness without propriety. So we can see the physical application of where it's speaking to women definitely has a spiritual application for the church. Because the church is saved through bearing children, isn't it? If they continue in faith, love, holiness, and propriety. Women will be saved through childbearing. Isn't it amazing how everything that refers to the physical also has a spiritual application? Well, I believe the Lord's working on some like that now, Nelda. I really do believe it, that this is the time.